The abnormally dry condition stretches from La Crosse to Dane County, then covers much of the southeastern part of the state. It also covers Door County and other parts of northeast Wisconsin. The U.S. Drought Monitor collects data from a number of federal agencies, including the National Weather Service and the Department of Agriculture. Abnormally dry is the lowest rating on the drought monitor and means an area is entering a drought and the conditions could affect plants. Todd Reek is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in La Crosse. He blames the drought on the heat, thanks to a high pressure ridge that mainly kept rainfall in northwestern Wisconsin.
Normally, we don't see that much heat. Sure, we'll have a few days in the 90s, maybe a stretch of three or four in a row, but we had, in some cases, maybe a week of that, and then it would get cool for a couple days, then even some more heat.
La Crosse County UW Extension Agriculture Agent Steve Hunsicker says decreasing moisture levels are most apparent in lawns and trees, but he says overall, crops are doing well.
Certainly, it is getting a point where we're getting to maturity and want to see the rest of the bean pods and the ears fill out, and some moisture during that time is going to be good, but we are going to move into a harvest stage, for example, for corn silage, and we'll start to see some dry down normally with that anyways.
Fire danger from the drought is low for most of the state, but there are pockets of moderate to high fire danger. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.